Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
106.5 AM.
Wake up. Wake
Let's
up.
Let's go.
Woo! The Wake Up Call. Kevin, Katie, and Rain.
Is that far true? Because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin. Yes! Yay! Love it, yes!
He's back, guys. His key card still works. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin. Good morning, intern Kevin.
Good morning, everyone.
Congratulations.
For my key card working?
What, for anything you want.
All right, it's Did You Know with intern Kevin.
Did you know the passengers in the first hot air balloon ride were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster? It happened in France, 1783, and the king was worried about how the altitude would affect people, so he wanted to test it on animals first.
Wow!
So it was a what?
It was a hot air balloon filled with a sheep.
Okay.
A duck.
A duck and a rooster.
Sounds like a joke.
Yeah.
Do you have any aspirations to take a young lady in a romantic
party? Yes, it's actually on my bucket list. I want to go on a hot air balloon, preferably a big smiley face air balloon.
Sure.
And then have a picnic up there.
Okay, with a lady friend.
Sure. Or myself. I just need to cross it off my bucket list.
Oh, this isn't a romance.
So
thing.
It's not a romantic thing. It's just you.
It
just
could
wanna...
be if I find a significant other that's not scared of heights. Or fire, or okay with me driving the hot air balloon for the first time.
You're driving it too?
Why are you driving it?
You have to tilt it so you get the right way, or you're going to run into a mountain.
Why won't there be an expert
on
board?
There is somebody.
I want a private air balloon ride.
Why?
You don't know how to drive it.
I'll learn. There's YouTube.
Have you ever been in one? Have you ever seen one?
Yeah, I've
they
seen one.
They seem terrifying.
They do.
So if anybody is listening that has access to a hot air balloon.
There would be so much shrieking.
I'm down.
Can't handle it.
If you'd like to take intern Kevin up in a hot air balloon.
Yes,
and
please.
Completely non-romantic.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have to be in there to drive it
100%.
Because he can't do it. Please text us in at 73389.
I'm also an Eagle Scout.
That helps.
Why would that help?
Just in case we get blown over and then we're stuck in the wilderness, I know how to survive.
Okay.
All right. Did you know with intern Kevin? Did you know there are seven prison escapes in U.S. history?
Go over.
Did you know there have been seven prison escapes in U.S. history where the inmates got away in a helicopter, but they were caught again every time?
Whoa!
Yeah.
Where'd they get the helicopter?
I don't know. Maybe from the commissary.
Oh, yeah. You think maybe they traded enough cigarettes for a helicopter?
Yeah, they looked at the commissary thing and was like, you know, for four top ramen, I can get a military-grade helicopter.
Why do you think the word is escape?
Escape?
Yeah.
It's escape.
Yeah.
Escape.
Oh, but that's not what you said.
Right. You just heard wrong.
Okay.
Oh,
I always wondered about people who try to escape by helicopter. It's such an obvious, like, we know where you are.
Yeah, it seems easy to follow.
Yes.
You can follow, but you can't take us down.
Yeah, but eventually you have to land it.
Yeah, you have to land it eventually.
Not if you go all the way to, like, Alabama, where the state prison's in California. They're not going to fly after you.
But you know what I could do?
Call Alabama.
<laughs> And then
I'll be like, hey, Alabama, they're lying. They said your country sucks.
God. What are you even talking about?
The country of Alabama is my least favorite country.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. All right. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin.
Did you know how Google sometimes changes its logo for a day to commemorate a holiday? The first time they did it was in 1998 when the founders added a symbol for Burning Man for their logo because they were leaving the office to go there.
Oh, how about that?
Oh, so that was kind of like their out-of-office reply.
Damn.
That's fun.
So that's cute.
Katie's parents go to Burning Man, yeah. And their Burning Man names are Candyman and Coco.
Yeah.
What do you think the guys in charge of Google would have their Burning Man names be?
Tosket.
Wait, what?
Tosket?
Tosket.
Tosket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have Flaming Marshmallow.
Okay.
We have Dirty Larry.
Okay. What's Dirty Larry's real name?
He does custodial work at Google.
I know.
Oh, wow, they brought the custodial. That's nice.
Google brings everyone.
Oh, they
They're
bring
very
they
inclusive.
Okay, I like
yes.
that.
I didn't know that. What is Dirty Larry's real name? Is it Larry?
No, oh, it's of course Greg.
Not. Oh, that's even funnier.
You can't use your same name at Burning Man.
Do you think that the Google janitor was offended when he went to Burning Man and they just started calling him Dirty Larry?
I was so excited to go.
Okay, then who else?
So he was just happy to be included. Didn't matter.
He's like kind of the janitor that paints pictures like at Disneyland.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
The fun art one.
You're making less sense every time you open your mouth.
No, I'm not.
Kevin, what are you doing when you're not at work that is hurting your brain so much?
Homework and extracurricular activities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.